Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. First Nighter. This is your host, John Batchelor, welcoming you to your theater of hits. It's almost curtain time. Shall we go right in? This way, please. Here are your orchestra seats for the best in Broadway musicals, performed by the United States Marine Band under the direction of Lieutenant Colonel William F. Satterman and presented by the United States Marine Corps. For this performance, we bring you Victor Herbert's light and memorable comic operetta, Naughty Marietta. This work was first presented at the New York Theater in New York City in 1910 and produced by Oscar Hammerstein I. The action of this farce takes place in New Orleans about 1750. Typical of Herbert's unlikely but delightfully amusing situations, the young lady in the title role has been sent by her sovereign to marry a young settler whom she has not as yet met. This, of course, is not to her liking, but she sees no way out of it for the present. However, during the course of the operetta, she is rescued from her fate by a dashing young captain. The Naughty Marietta score, incidentally, featured the enduring song, Our Sweet Mystery of Life, which you will hear shortly. Now the house lights are dimming, and latecomers are hastily being seated. Colonel Satterman has just entered from stage left. He approaches the podium, lifts his baton, and we hear the first act of Victor Herbert's delightful operetta, Naughty Marietta. Thank you, Colonel Sattelman and gentlemen of the Marine Band, for a sparkling rendition of the first act of Victor Herbert's Naughty Marietta. We'll be hearing from you again in a few minutes when you play the final act, after a brief intermission. It occurred to us that perhaps many of our first-nighters would be interested in knowing a little more of the background and history of the Marine Band. So, suppose I take this intermission to pass on a few of the more pertinent facts about this famous military band. The greater portion of the year, the band is in Washington, D.C., quartered at the historic Marine Barracks. For those who can't get to the Capitol to hear it, the band makes an annual concert tour, during which it thoroughly covers some one section of the country. As to the history of the Marine Band, I might start out by saying that the band came into being in 1798 and has played for every presidential inauguration since Thomas Jefferson's. That's one reason the Marine Band is known as the President's Own. It's also the oldest military symphonic organization in the country. The band is known to millions of Americans through its two weekly coast-to-coast radio broadcasts, its frequent television appearances, and its concert series in the nation's capital, as well as the annual concert tours, which started under the direction of John Philip Sousa in 1891. The tours have afforded Americans living outside the Washington area an opportunity to see and hear the band, whose history goes back further than that of Washington as the capital city.
Curtain time. Second act beginning immediately.
But perhaps I'd better let traditional Marine Band history wait until another time while we hear them perform. Let's return to our seats, shall we? Here we are, and just in time. Colonel Sattelman comes on stage. The house lights dim. And now, Act Two of Victor Herbert's Naughty Marietta.
Thank you.
just concludes Victor Herbert's Naughty Marietta, as performed for you by the United States Marine Band, under the baton of Lieutenant Colonel William F. Satterman. This program was brought to you transcribed through special arrangement with Tams Whitmark Music Library, Incorporated. And here's a special program note to young men of military age. Are you wondering what your next step in life will be? It might be wise to stop and think and explore the opportunities that are now available. The United States Marine Corps offers a life of travel and adventure to young men with ambition and a desire to get ahead. Yes, here is a chance you shouldn't pass up. Service with this elite corps. Travel to distant lands. A variety of duty assignments. You may be one of the Marines picked to guard one of the important embassies located throughout the world. Or you may serve aboard ship. And then again, you may be trained in aviation and work with the latest jet aircraft. Marine training is the best. And Marine training involves maneuvers in the islands off the Caribbean, or the countries of the Mediterranean, or off the California coast. Yes, Marines are world travelers. So, young men, take advantage of this opportunity. See your Marine Corps recruiter today and get the facts on an exciting and rewarding career. Then, serve with the finest. Serve with the Marines. This is your host, John Batchelder, hoping you enjoyed Theater of Hits.